Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitfield. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Whitfield steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Askew reaches second base with a double. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. Casanova drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tiant out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova takes first base on ball four. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stroud moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stroud scores. McMullen scores. Howard moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Senators. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Epstein moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Senators. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Coleman as Q moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to third. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Askew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant bunts towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Epstein picks up the ball and throws it to Casanova, who tags the runner out. Whitfield scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Darold Knowles now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casanova moves to second. Darold Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tiant. Casanova moves to third. Cullen moves to second. Bob Allen now pitching. Darold Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casanova scores. Cullen moves to third. It's 4-2, Senators. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to home to get Cullen. Knowles moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter pinch hits for Vic Davalillo. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tony Horton now playing first base. Don Demeter now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Epstein strikes out. One out. Steve Bailey now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen moves to third. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Steve Bailey. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing second base. George Culver now pitching. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knowles hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stroud strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stroud out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.